Okay, so we're holding a Siman Resh of Tess, Sif Hei. Misha Nasa Loi Nisim Harbe. Yiv Alecha B'Kol HaMakamer Shanasa Loi Nesorach L'Hastur Kol Shara HaMakamers Yichlo Kulim B'Bracha Aschas. Okay. So this is by Yachid. So by Yachid, in any scenario, when he reaches one of them, he includes the other ones as well. Shenasli neis b'makam hazeh b'makam plony b'makam plony etc. Okay, zogt mishabur sepkatan yudches sharkal makamis zel dafka b'yachid. This halacha that he includes all of them in one bracha is by yachid. Avanisei rabim shemchiv kolechad lahaskel lavorich by nisei rabim, which each person has a chiyuv to make the bracha. Kamigil makam aneis ein tzorach lahasher kol makamis shenasu b'hem nisim liyisrael. We do each one separately. Okay. V'gam ayachid gufa kazer magan ram dafka hu ba'atzma v'benoy enu mechiyuv lahasher kol nisim shenasu l'aviv. The person himself has this chiyuv, but the child does not have a chiyuv each time to mention all of them. Okay. He starts off with the Neis Mokam Hazeh, and then he mentions the other places as well. Right. It's not pattering other places. The point is, the key of Haskorah is not that Russia made him one nisim, Russia made him multiple nisim. So when he gets to place A, he says that Russia made, right? Baruch, Atarashem, Mokinim, Machalom, Shasli, Nisim, Machalom, Zeb, Machalom, Plony, Machalom, Plony, Machalom, Plony. Now later on that day, he goes to the next place. So he does it again. Right, and he says it again. So it's not pattering up the. It's not the point is over here. It's not the patter up the place. The point is, the chiyuv haskara is not just to recognize this nes, but all the nesim which happen to the person. It happens every time. Okay.
Why?
Why? I'm not sure why. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that he did that. I forgot who was. One of the Meroyim did like that. 1 second. Take the Bishar to see him. Marbury Dervino. And that's how the Rishonim understand that he did that. The point is that if the Rishonim did something extraordinary for the person, he has a chiyuv to masker it, and the chiyuv haskara comes due to the place, but once you're being masker, to limit it to just that one is in some way is almost like insulting. Right? The Rishonim didn't mean nesi makam plani here, you know, really? That's all he did for you? He did other ones as well, so it almost would be being mamayitz in the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu by doing that. That just seems to be the understanding, but I'm not sure. Vav al neishal rabbi tzarich levorach kishem shavorach al neishal aviv. So the person has a chiyuv to mevorach on the neis which happened to his rebbe. It's referring to Rabbi Muvik. Okay, hagobi yeshemun to who then imroy ha'adam shenasal neis. If there was Rebbe Shem made a nace for his father in that mokum. He hadn't seen his father for 30 days, so he'd make a bracha that Rebbe Shem made a nace for his father when he sees his father the next time. Okay. Tzarech l'vorachov. Tzarech l'vorachov. The nuskasa, so the bracha that he makes on Rabbi, the nuskasa would be, Baruch HaTah Hashem L'kenem Machalom Shasa Neis L'Rabbi B'makam Hazeh. So he made, just like he says, L'Avi or Li, he would say L'Rabbi. Okay. U'mari B'Rabbi Muvik, this halacha is only relevant by Rabbi Muvik. They say that the Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner used to say there was a place where the Grom, when he was young, his life was in danger, and he was saved. And when the Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner would go past that place, he would say Brocha v'Shem Malchus Shasa Neis Rabbi b'Mokam Hazeh. Means Zerichah to have the Groza Rebbe. He appreciated the fact that he had that. Poshut the Dafkahu, Avobonav Einam Mechuyab Mechuyab Rabbi Einam Avorcham Anisoy. He has a chiyuv for his Rebbe. His children don't make a bracha that Rashi made a nace for their father's Rebbe. He wouldn't have a chiyuv for that.
No, so
Adam, we're holding it. We just did Sif Vav.
I'm here. I think it is.
Oh. Okay. Okay, coming.
Thank you.
What's your question?
So, you mentioned.
Who is the Groza?
Someone
was
saved.
Rav Chaim Olam, yes.
Saved, and it was considered a nes. If someone's in an accident, you mentioned Gomel, you couldn't say it's a nes. It just. It's thanks for not being hurt in the accident. So, what constitutes being saved?
What would be considered a nace was extraordinary. To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly how you define the definition of a nace. Or whether it's clearly, it's not a lach of nace, it's just a lach of being, you know, the person was in danger, the person was saved. It's not lach dafka nace, which is. Here in the actual something which people would agree that it was extraordinary. But I don't know how exactly you define an ace. Okay. Now, in Roya Ha'odam, so it's somebody that a person would be making a bracha if they saw the place where that ace happened to them. So who would they know to make a bracha on the person? Right? So he says, the Abba Rabbi, and then he says, Adam Masuyim. So what does Adam Masuyim mean? So take a look at the Sharetziyim in Yud Zayin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kain and Nir Lenias Daiti, Kain Kasa B'Shuchan Shlomo. So that which I'm saying, that it's a lacha of Imroya Adam, that an Asa happens, so you make a bracha on that person, right? So that you make a bracha that the Bershon made a nace for Pliny. It's referring to somebody that he has a chiyuv to make a bracha on. In the Mokum, he has a chiyuv to make a bracha on the person. Can you understand that? Because of the Shukma Shalom. But the Ra'ah writes, the Rias Adam, Shanasal Nase, Oida Difa Mirias Mokum, is actually more powerful than Rias Mokum. Shabrias Adam, Afilo Eno Aviv Rabbi, Bakim Huchabiv Loy, Yuchal Baruch, Baruch Shosa Luchon Nase. Even a person, somebody who doesn't have a chiyuv to make a bracha, it's not a father or a rebbe, but if somebody which is chaviv to the person, when he sees that person, he can make a bracha, even though on a makam you don't say on an unrelated individual, but when you actually see the person, so the feelings of Hakaras HaTorah are stronger, you can make the bracha even on a non-related individual as long as you would have a simcha by seeing him. So that's how the world understands this halacha. So somebody has a very, very close friend that's very dear to him, and the person was saved with a nes. He sees him the first time afterwards, so he says, wow, baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech haolam sh'asa lecha nes. That's the bracha. That's how you make the bracha. That's the Hilchos Ru'ah. Now,
Hilchos
Ru'ah. Yes, he said, quotes from the Hilchos Ru'ah. Okay, now, then he, because of the Tarsus, that Kushas arrived, the Might Sheikh Mdafka of Ever Rabbi, Hello, Becholodim, Kushareyu, Akrash, Lashimim, Rosh Shechiyon, Ayan Shom. So, what's this different than saying Shechiyon, Kimon, Beyon, Lazman, is that you survived to this point? That's a four, it's, right, you're making those type of brachas anyway. So, he says no, it's, because that halacha of Shechiyonu the rabbi is asking that why would this halacha dafka by Avi Rabbi when we see Shechiyonu applies even to other people? So he answers, this halacha applies to other people as well. That's what the Ra'ah says. But Ochen Ladino, Bavari Ein Lazozim Dimasha Ksav Mishapuru. This halacha is not so poshut, right? It's an Abu Dram. The Chachos Abu Dram, Baldin Zeh, the proof of the Avodram, he was the one who created, wrote this halacha. That's what he argued. Right? That Yisrael said Lashonis of that the Bershim is saved, Klal Yisrael, etc. He wasn't seeing the place, he was just seeing the people. You see, you make a brach on the people. Okay? So he says, with this question, that they ask the question, they give you all their answers. Okay. Therefore, it's extended even to general people as opposed to Aviv Rabbi, he wouldn't do that. So when he says, Adam Asuyim, right, it would have to mean, according to that, somebody which played a very significant role. And on this person's life, so maybe being a bracha, the Russian made an ace on that person. So, and he's limited to that. If he's a kol shoshim ish, so this would mean that every 30 days, if you've not seen this person for 30 days, when you meet the person again, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, so that would be the lashon that you would say. Right, fine. The Bir Lachon just points out that the lachas of Shloshim Yom actually go from person to place and place to person. So, the Nate took place in Chicago, and he goes to Chicago once in a while for business. He goes to Chicago, and he passes by the place, he makes the bracha. He meets the person 2 weeks later. He doesn't make the bracha. He just made a bracha on that Nate 2 weeks ago. All right? He sees the person, and 2 weeks later, he sees the malkum. So, the two brachas really are betzim rooted in the same bracha. So, the zman of Shloshim Yom, one affects the other. Okay. Siv Zion. Al Neshal Adam Mashuyim Kiyav Ben Shuyav Chaverav V'Chel Al Neshal Adam She's Kadosh B'Shem Shemayim K'Yom Daniel B'Chaverav Mavorav. You see these places where you would have such a he was an extraordinary person in Klal Yisrael, extended person in Klal Yisrael. So even though it wasn't Klal Yisrael, which was affected by it, was a specific person, but it was significant enough just for the role that they played in Klal Yisrael's history. There's a long bir halacha over here. So the rabbi says the ma'isa that so he says that it can't just be just, you know, a chashav person. It has to be that there was that's something which all the Klal Yisrael knew about. And that's going to be the idea of Adam Masuyim. That's how he comes out. But at the end of the day, he says that. So that basically, it's interesting. It's an interesting question which comes up at the end of the Bir Halacha over here. The Bir Halacha at the end, if you look all the way towards the end of the last two lines of the Bir Halacha, she says that it comes out that this Halacha only applies to a person who was that all of Klal Yisrael knew of him. He played that type of a role in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he says, "Al kein anochen." Nowadays we're spread out throughout the whole world. It's one thing, you live in Eretz Israel and everybody's together, all the Klal Yisrael's in Bavel. So in Bavel, so Daniel was known to all of Klal Yisrael, right? But you have Klal Yisrael in Bavel, and some of Klal Yisrael is in South Africa, so the people, they don't know about Daniel. I mean, they live in different worlds. Okay, Nochen, so you don't do the bracha. Now it comes out nowadays where we have this communication all over the place, and maybe that halacha would not be true anymore. Now it would be possible that somebody's known all throughout all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, fine. Or a person was in Scottish for Shem Shemayim. To learn about the Ayyadeh Nase, through the Nase that they did, was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Even though it really didn't directly affect this individual, he was not, it wasn't his ancestor, it wasn't all of Klal Yisrael, but there's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim through that, so that Nase, therefore, everybody should make a bracha on the Nase because of the Kiddush Shemayim, which affected him. Okay. Shasa neis la tzaddikim. Vadam sim avorah peruch shasa neis la pliny b'makam zeh. Uparit shmoy. So, if it's just a specific individual, it wasn't necessarily because he was a tzaddik, it was he was well known. Like Yoyah, but the point wasn't he was a tzaddik. He was the point that he was well known. So the bracha will be asanes the ploini. Okay. Ches haroya ishta shaloit mevorach shtayim. So you make two brachas and you see the nativ melech of Lot's wife. Alel omer baruch atah Hashem alakena melech olam dayan ha'ames. Veloit omer baruch atah Hashem alakena melech olam zocher tzadikim. Okay. So on Lot we see that she was punished. So you see that nativ melech of Lot's wife. So you make the bracha of the Yanoim as the Bershim punishes properly. Okay, fine.
I understand that. Lot just didn't look back. So why is there a bracha on Lot? His wife, I understand.
The bracha on Lot is about Avram. The Bershim was nice to Avram and saved Lot.
Right.
So the bracha is on a Lot. The bracha is on the Bereshim's chesed to Avraham.
So then you could argue, you can afford to look back. Just make the bracha, because this was the Zichus Avraham, and so Lot did something to be undeserving, but this was still a chesed towards Avraham.
It
just didn't work. So this was the Zichus Avraham.
Right.
So if Lot had not been deserving, he would turn around and look back, he wouldn't have survived. But still, this was an effort to do something in the Zichus of Avraham.
True, but at the same time, I don't think that, you know, we wouldn't have the same type of reaction to it when at the end it didn't work. But at the end of the day, it worked, so there's elements of Zichus Tzadikim in that sense. So you make two brachas. You make a bracha on Ishta Shalot, then you make a bracha that on Lot. Now, when you make a bracha on Lot, you know, there's no makom to make the bracha. So, where's the place that you're making the bracha? Ritzim and Reishir Ches.
It's done in this order?
Ches. Yeah, so first time, I'll be Shein and Roya Kibra Shalot. The proper place to make the bracha would be by the grave of Lot. Right? So that we're not there. So the answer is it doesn't mean you make a bracha on Lot per se. You're making a bracha that this was the moment where we saw the punishment to Lot's wife, and we saw that was the mark of the patish of the soul of Lot. So therefore, that's the place that you would make the bracha. I don't know whether we necessarily know exactly which pillar of salt is the pillar which is Lot's wife, but you know, I think some people claim they do. So Her Tzadikim Chof Ches Shazachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Avraham Kesim Yizkar Lekim Es Avraham Shalach Es Lot Mitech HaFecho. The Bereshim sent Lot out because of Avraham. Okay. Now, umashim lechar dalkiver shaloid enim avor klal. There's nothing special about Lot. It's not. You know, it's the point of that malkum of the hatzolah. Shomer minker is chirus hatzedikim. We don't necessarily see by Lot's grave. If we would know where it is, or if we do know where it is, I don't know. We don't. You would that doesn't bring to mind this the zecher. Rakasharoya ishto shenatan the siv melech. we see where she was destroyed. There was a tremendous moment of din at that moment. So that's the place where you see the clarity, the zecher of the tzaddikim. Okay. Okay. So I'm not aware that we have a clear Masorah on the place and there's, that you may be able to make the bracha. Fine. Tess. Yesh armim shenem avorach al neis ela b'neishu hu yotzim minigo elam. It has to be something which is extraordinary. But something which seems to go within the normal flow of events. So they broke into his house and they could have attacked him and they decided to leave him alone. So all of a sudden, you know, they heard somebody coming and they got scared. So it's how much an ace, right? You know, right? That's how we say that nusach, but that's not. There's nothing extraordinary about that. I mean, that happens. Okay. Then over the Nisker B'Shah, Shechet Shohol, Ma'udar, Rahi, B'Sakar, Zmisa, Ma'ach, Masama, Mizrach, Zhenisa, and Afakli, Mayim, Mayim. So Bershom sent out all of a sudden Bershom created a spring for him. So that's an ace, B'Chiyot Tzibazah. But let's say he was, Ganobim came, Ibn Nitzel, Gam came, B'Derech, Minagar, the Hatzalah came in a natural way. Dan Shazok, Ezra, he called out for help, and they got scared, they ran away. Ashenizdam, B'nei Adam, Shom, Borchu, And people came, and they for the Gedolim ran away. So all those things are not extraordinary. So that's not considered extraordinary enough to make a bracha. Sena chayv l'vorech. K'shegi Hashem b'pam acher b'rich shasal l'nisim. Now, that's the din of bracha of shasal l'nisim. We'll come back and b'shoa she'er lo hatzol l'tzarech l'vorech b'rich ha'gaymo. It doesn't have to be extraordinary, it just has to be Yitzhak. That seems to be the acceptable, see the next simon, that's acceptable criteria for the din of Brisa Gama. Let's hold it here, we'll pick up after tomorrow.